Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another Healing Hearts this Sunday morning. I am Pastor Isaac Tapper, pastor of the New Covenant Church of God at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. Thank you for joining us today. Have you ever considered the fascinating book called the Bible? How over thousands of years, perhaps a few hundred writers, the mind of God was able to reveal to us His plan of salvation, God's history. And I like the word history because it is essentially His story. Today, I would like to give you a brief synopsis of the Bible in the time we have allotted to us this morning. Let's start at the beginning. The Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him, nothing was made that was made." God is a self-existent one, the eternal one. There was never a time when He did not exist, and there will never be a time when He does not exist. God lives outside of time. God lives in eternity. And eternity is time without boundaries. In eternity, there is no beginning and there's no ending. God created time so that our lives could be regulated. Genesis 1:5 says, "God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day." And then God stepped out of eternity and into time to create the heavens and the earth. He also created man and woman. And then God placed man into the garden and gave him free will with only one commandment: "Do not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil that is in the center of the garden." Someone may ask, well, if God gave man free will, how come God is in control of everything? And the way I would answer that is yes, God did give man free will. And so if God gave man free will, that means that man has a choice. They can serve God or not serve God. But God is somewhat like the grand chess master who knows all the moves before you make them. When you play chess with the grand master and you are an amateur or a novice, He knows your moves sometimes 5, 10, and 15 moves before you make them. That's the way God is. We are allowed to make any moves we want. It's just that God knows the moves before we make them, and He knows where we will end up when we make the moves. So yes, you do have free will in your life. You have a will to obey God or not to obey God. Because God is omnipotent and omnipresent and omniscient, He knows what you're going to do before you do it. God placed man and woman in the garden, and He told them to have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the face of the earth. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God He created him. Male and female He created them. But even with the awesome power that God had just given man and eternal life, man failed God miserably in the garden. Man was seduced by Satan, who turned mankind against God. And thus, God's plan to restore man to the glory He had before the fall in the Garden of Eden. So the Bible is simply God's plan of restoration for mankind. God's plan to redeem mankind. To Himself, to restore mankind to the glory He had in the garden before the fall. It wasn't long before man began to turn to God again. Genesis 4:26 tells us that there was a man called Enosh, and at that time men began to call on the name of the Lord. That means that men began to worship God and call on His name as they had never done before. As we will see in the narrative of the Bible, that God has a people to Himself or for Himself in every generation. After men began to call on the name of the Lord, God called a man by the name of Abraham. Abraham lived in the Ur of Chaldees in a pagan country of that time. Abram had no idea who God was when God called him. He probably had never